when we last talked to Sally Squire from Albury Wodonga Health, there were no cases of COVID-19 on the border. That situation has changed. We thought we'll get Sally on and talk about the current situation. Sally, good morning.
Good morning, Matt and Lou. How are you?
Very well, thanks, Sally. I guess most importantly, people want to know what the progression of coronavirus is on the border. Are there any new cases apart from the one confirmed case that we heard about?
That's right, Lou. We did have one confirmed case that happened over the weekend. And since then, on Tuesday night, we've had three further confirmed cases. And they're all New South Wales residents. And I'm pleased to say that these are all people who are currently in their homes in self-isolation, and they're being cared for by their GPs, and New South Wales Public Health are keeping a really close eye on them as well.
Yeah.
So these were all patients who had come through our drive-through testing clinic, and yes, we have no confirmed cases at all in either our Albury or our Wodonga hospital.
Oh, great, great. Now, had they come from overseas?
I'm not across the particulars of each of the individual cases, but I believe there had been some overseas travel involved, yes.
Yep.
Okay. So, Sally, that's great news that there's obviously nobody in hospital at the moment with coronavirus, and I guess that would indicate that those people have the virus are managing okay at home, which is sensational news. Going forward, what's for Albury Wodonga Health, what's the prediction as far as how we're going to be affected on the border? And obviously we don't want to alarm people, but I think a lot of us, and I'm going to include myself in this, are thinking, oh, you know what, we're probably much better placed than the capital cities, for example, for staying away from coronavirus. Is that a correct assumption, and what's it looking like for us in the near future?
Well, I think it's really important, and it always comes back to these really clear messages that, you know, health services and our government are sending out. It's really up to us as a community. How do we really band together and follow those rules and the guidelines that we've been told about? What are those things that can stop the transmission or the spread of coronavirus? And you'll hear people talking about slowing the curve. So what we want to do is make sure we do all of those things that help us to ensure we aren't making it easy for this virus to be transmitted. And it's all those little things about washing your hands with soap and water. You know, if you need to cough or sneeze, do it into your elbow. Make sure that if you are in isolation or you've just come home from overseas, stay home. Please stay home.
Yeah.
And follow those rules on social distancing. You know, we talk about that 1.5 metre sort of distance,
yes,
or space between us, and I guess that's where we're lucky sometimes in the country. We're a little bit used to having a bit more personal space.
That's
but
right.
These are the things that are absolutely critical. You know, I've said a couple of times that the world's a small place and people travel. So I don't think this is time for us to really get complacent about those rules. This is really critical around how we protect ourselves and protect the most vulnerable in our community. So older people or people who might be really susceptible to picking up viruses,
yes,
or infections.
Sally Squire from Albury Wodonga Health, thank you so much for the update, and I'm sure we'll be talking to you again soon.
Okay, thanks Lou and Matt. Bye-bye.
It's Triple M.